We left off yesterday in Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph Legabim Yonim of Hasebe. Okay, Halacha Lamaisa. I want to point out. Remember, we said that we wanted to find any shittas in the Rishonim that say you say a bracha. So, if you look in the tour in Hilchos in Siman in Hilchos Pesach at Halal, the tour explicitly writes there are some Rishonim that say that you say a bracha of Shirkid Shanim Tzanz Lagroas Ahalo. So I guess in their Haggadahs, the two paragraphs, I guess they had a bracha. The Shibol HaLeket has it explicitly. Okay? So we found the tour writes quotes from the Shibol HaLeket. In fact, there are some Rishonim there, I want you to get that down, they even have two brachas. You say Shirkid Shanim Tzanz Lagroas Ahalo, which we don't have, before you start those two paragraphs before Shulchan Aruch. And then you say a new bracha before you say a full halal shaman. What's that bracha called? Ligmor is a halal. So both those shitas we don't accept ladini. You follow me? But there are in Rishonim like that. The Torah quotes in that simon, that the Torah quotes explicitly that there are some Rishonim that say you say the bracha halacha lamaisa of a shikshan likros a halal, and then at the end you say ligmor is a halal because you're going to be finishing halal. So we don't have either of those shitas halacha lamaisa. That's number one I wanted to point out. Number two is the Mechaber points out explicitly, actually it's the Ramah and Siman Tafayin Beis Siv Beis, that if you don't drink the first or second cup of Aseba, you must repeat drinking. You have to drink again with Aseba. You don't need a bracha. But if you didn't drink the third or fourth Aseba, you don't go back and drink Aseba. Because we're afraid of a chshash of your Moisef alakosus. Okay? We're afraid of a chshash of Moisef alakosus. There is a side din, though, you shouldn't drink an extra cup between the first and second, because we're afraid you're going to get drunk and not do the Haggadah. Okay, that's what the Mechaber points out as well. So the din of Nira Kamosav Alakosos beats out that halacha of the fact you didn't drink with a seba al pidin. Okay? Yes?
Why do we make separate Haggadahs on each, like one and two?
So Mechalik is Mechaber Ramah. The Ramah says we each one is a distinct mitzvah, and therefore we say a Brei Pergafen. The Sfardim do not say a brach on the second and fourth. Mechaber says not to. Okay?
How is that?
Mechaber Ramah.
Logic, just because it's separate mitzvahs.
Each one's a separate mitzvah. And part of that.
The bracha.
Part of that, since each one's a distinct mitzvah, part of it is what? Part of the mitzvah is the fact that there's a bracha. We don't necessarily have to view the bracha as a birkas nenin, it's a birkas a mitzvah. And that's the way Chacham are masakin it. Four kosos with four brei pregafens. That's the pshat of the Ramah. Chloik is Mechaber Ramah. Okay, in Sfardim actually only say al Breper Gavan on the first and third. So let's get those Nakudas al Pidin. Yes, Pitkus.
What's your Nashkin
after the 26th? In this, yeah, I think you do it quietly. Yeah. Just make sure no one hears. Yeah, that's what you should do. Okay, let's see Daf Kuf Chesam at Aleph. Let's pick it up from where we left off yesterday. Okay?
They don't make it on the second.
What did you say? They don't make it on the second and fourth, correct. Only on the first and third they say a bracha. Okay, so you got it there?
Which one?
Let's see the Gemara. Kuf Chesam et Aleph. I gave it to you yesterday. You have it from yesterday?
Yep.
Kuf Chesam et Aleph. Go ahead. Park it on. You got it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You have the Gemara there on Kuf Chesam et Aleph. Let's go. Okay?
Park it on, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. So park it on Lo Shmei Aseba. Why is it parkedan lo shmei seba? So let's see Rashi. Let's see the Rashbam. It's machlekes Rashbam Taisus. Okay, go ahead. Parkedan ponov klapim halu v'shoichiv al achirif. What does it mean? It means his face is what? He's on his back. He's on his back. So if you're on your back, you don't do a seba. If you're eating on your back, you don't do a seba. Okay. Now there are those that want to say not that way. We'll see when we do the Rashbam. Read the next line in the Gemara. Hasebis what?
Hasebis yamin lo shmei
haseba. If you do a seba on the right side, it's not called a seba lo od.
Lo od. Ela shema yakdim.
Ela shema.
Shema yakdim kana lovshit.
Leveshit. Maybe the trach and the windpipe will get what? Will get entangled. Yavo.
Yavo lidei sakana.
Guy might die. So the Gemara has two dinim here. Parkadan, you don't do a seba, and Hasebis Yamin, you don't do a seba. Let's see what the svar is, okay? Go ahead, let's see Rashbam. Yes. So he says there's a din that you have to be able to eat with the right one. So therefore, if you're going like this, it's very hard to eat. Okay? Go ahead. Ella what? Shema what?
Shema Yachim. Afarkadan Kayi.
Oh, so how does the Rashbam learn that the reason of Shema Yolei Sakana goes on what? Goes back on Parkadan. Did you follow me? The Gemara has two dinim here. It says Parkadan, it says first what? Parkadan and then Yamin. And then it says Shema Yachim Kabel Leveshen. So the Rashbam reads that Kana Yolei is going back on what? Parkadan. Go ahead.
He's really quoting Rashi, is that?
Yeah, he's quoting Rashi. That's correct. You're right. He's quoting Rashi. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Shemitoch Savaro.
Shemitoch Savaro. Shoka.
Yeah, Shoka Vakrov. Shapui.
Shapui Koveya.
Has so same. As Piakano. Close up the windpipe. Niftach Umiskapel. Lamalik. It's open and folds Lamala. Vikana Poishi Lamala. And the windpipe is, you know, Konin Lamala. So if you lean on the right side, Vamachal Nichus Lasocho, God forbid, Venechanak. Yeah, go ahead. And the food will go in there and a guy will choke, God forbid. Kach Pirish Rabbeinu. Shlomo, his grandfather. That's Rashi. Okay? Go ahead.
Kashili. Amai lo smachye. Lahai lo asevas yamin.
Number one kash is what? What's his number one kash? And that's his kasha. If with the whole reason of Shemi Yakim Leveshes is the Hezber for what? Parkanon, then what should have happened? The Gemara said, Parkanon lo Shemi Asaba, Shemi Yakim Kona Leveshes, right? Vyodale Sekona. Why didn't the Gemara give the reason right away of Parkanon? Why did it say that it didn't say Yamin? Go ahead for Rabosai. Rabosai.
Rabosai Perisho, Shema Yabdin Kana, Loshe,
Leveshit,
Leveshit, Zushit, Havial, Sad Yamin, Menifsat Hakovea, Shaal Piakona, May Ilav, Shehu Mata, Klape Yamin.
Meaning exactly, when you do a Sebus Yamin, it's going to cause choking. Vimikanes.
Vimikanes Boamakal, Hare Sakana, Shein Ochman, Umashkin, Snasin Aladarach,
Haveshit.
Lekach
nire. Oh, so we have a machlokes Rashbam and Rashi. Let's get it. Parkadan halach lamaisa is not good. Now some say Parkadan is the Rashbam and Rashi say, and Tosa says you're lying on your back. Some say your belly's on the floor. Okay. Some say your belly's on the floor. Tosa doesn't like that because Tosa says no one eats in that way. Okay. But I want you to get that. Rabbeinu Hanano says it beferish. Very good. Yeah, Rabbeinu Hanano says it beferish. He says, Yesh Omrim al Ponov. He quotes Yesh Omrim. He quotes Yesh Omrim. He quotes Yesh Omrim. So we have 2 days in what? No, Rabbeinu Hanano quotes Yesh Omrim. Parkanan Pirish Rovitz Lachor Yesh Omrim al Ponov. So he quotes Yesh Omrim. So what's the shot here? So what's Parkanan? So what is Parkanan? So according to Rotosis and the Rashbam, and the Rabbeinu Hanano gets Yesh Omrim, means you're on your back. The Yeshomrim says on your belly. Okay. But what is Shemi Yakim Levesha going on? Svi according to Rashi. It's going back on the din of Parkadon. That if you lay on your belly and you eat, it might choke, which makes sense. However, in the Pshat and the Gemara, Rashbam says it's difficult because it should have said it right away on Parkadon. So Rashbam Ascholik on his grandfather, and what does he say? Do you have the Gemara there? So you take it, look on with someone, or you look on with someone. Okay, here it is. Here's a sheet, okay? So you see Beferish, Lamaisa, that what is the din of what? You see, what is the halacha of Shemi Yakim Levesha Svi? What's it going on? It's going on Hasebis Yomin. You got it? So I'm saying, how to touch the Gemara? According to Rashi, what is Shemi Yakim Kadal Levesha going on? Park it on. According to Rashi, what is Shemi Yakim Leveshes coming on?
Right side.
It's going on the right side. So according to Rashbam, it makes sense. So what's the kash according to the Rashbam? So why is parking on a problem? What's the answer for that? You guys tell me. Come on, this is the way how you learn up a Gemara, okay? You can't know the Halach unless you know the Gemara well, with the Lumdus. According to Rashbam, why is there a problem with Sebes Yomim? Because you eat with your right hand.
Yeah.
Okay? He already said it. He already spilled the beans. He already set up why he had a different shot of what? Of why a Sebes Yomin is a problem. Sebes Yomin is a problem. Shem Yakak and Vesh. It fits in the Gemara. So why is parking a problem? Because you need to eat with that, Lamaisa. Okay?
You talking about...
No, I'm saying a Sebes Yomin, when he says Shari Bimino, who Yochol, who is that going according to? That's what I'm saying. Why is a Sebes Yomin a problem according to the Rashbam? Because you might choke.
Yeah.
So why is parking on a problem? Didn't the Rashbam give you two reasons? Shari bimino hu tzarech lecho? I think that was going according to Rashi, you have to say.
Yeah.
Rashi didn't say it, though, did he? Rashi didn't comment on it. So that's what I want to point out. That according to Rashi, the din of Shemayakdin Leveshes is going on the halacha of what parking on. Why is Yemino a problem? Because you need to be able to eat with it.
Yeah.
According to the Rashbam, Shemayakdin Karnal Leveshes is what? It's going on the right, and why is parking on a problem according to what? The Rashbam. Same thing you want
to
say?
It's hard to eat like that, yeah.
Same thing, it's hard to eat like that? I mean that parking and it's hard to eat like that? Okay, could be. Could be, but that's one thing I want you to get out of the Gemara. Allah l'maitzah. But the juxtaposition fits well according to who? According to Rashbam. How do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, I gave you the seminar, Tafayim Beis and Sif Gimel. He says, Beferish, Shumesid lomata al gabo lopanav al yimino el smolo. Vein chiluk ben iter l'acher. That's what I wanted you to see. Comes along the Ramah. There's no difference between a righty and a lefty. Okay? There's no difference between a righty and a lefty. Now, why should that make a difference, righty and a lefty? Makes a big difference. Because if you say this far that you need to be able to eat with your right hand, and that's the problem of a Sebis Yomin has nothing to do with Sakana. Let's say, according to Rashi, that Asebishom has nothing to do with Sarkana. It has to do with the ability to eat. So halacha l'maisa, then there should be a nafkamina between a lefty and a righty, right?
Yep.
Halacha l'maisa, a lefty should be able to what? Lefty should be able to do a seba. A person that eats with his left hand should be able to do a seba on his right hand, in his right. So I'm saying the Ramah is saying that that's wrong. The Ramah is saying that that's wrong, that it's a problem of what? It's a problem probably of Sarkana's lefashas, and therefore, even a lefty is a problem, halacha l'maisa, okay? Because of the reasoning of Shem Yachtim Konal Veshes. So what I want to bring out is we have a svar of Sakanta Chamira Isura. The Gemara says, Sakana is always more dangerous than Isur, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, you always have to what? You always have to make sure that you do that same on the left side. Bidi Yevin, Mr. Bruce says, if you did it on the right side, you are Yotze, halacha l'maisa. Yamin Shalom, Kismol Kaladim. But l'maisa comes out, that from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, you cannot do on your back. Mechaber quotes both sheets on your belly, not on your right, but on your left. There's no difference between a lefty and a righty. Halacha l'maisa. So basically, the psak of the Mechaber and Ramah is that Yachtim Kanal Veshes covers both, and that's why it doesn't make news whether it's a lefty or righty, because we're not using the issue of that you need to be able to eat. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is Masbir Halacha l'maisa. Okay. That's when the Mishnah Berurah is Masber and Sifkat Yud Aleph. Okay, so please get that. All right, we got it? That we hold like both reasons al Pidin. I'm sorry, we hold that Sakan is the reasoning for both Yamin and Parkanon, and therefore the Nafkamin is that lefty-righty. It doesn't make a difference al Pidin. It doesn't make a difference also on your belly, on your back. It's also, those are all things of Sakana. Allah Chalamais. Okay. Taisus means. What'd you say? Rabbeinu Chananel said that it meant On your belly. You're lying on your belly.
Is it Machlokes?
Yes.
Was it Rashbam said?
Everyone says Parkinson's on your back. Rashi, Tyson, the Rashbam. Yesh, and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel calls Yeshom, that means it's on your what? That it's on your belly.
Right.
Okay? Yes.
Is it possible to read the Gemara like this? Neither like Rashi nor Rashbam say Parkinson's lobster and a sabra, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. The Mechaber Ramah said that the reasoning of Velo Od Elishim Yagakon Leges is going on both. That's correct. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it comes out like that Lumdus, because there's no difference between a lefty and a right. There's no difference between how you touch what a parking on means.
Yeah.
So that's perhaps a reading of the Gemara. Okay, good. Vayit Tzvi. Go ahead. Let's see Vayit in the Gemara. Come on, guys, we got a lot to do. Go ahead. Let's see. Go, Isha.
It's a bayla. Lo bayi haseba.
A woman by her husband does not require a seba. Go ahead.
Isha chashuva, he tzricha seba.
Ah. If she's a, one second. If she's a chashuva woman, she needs a seba. So let's see the Rashbam. Let's go. Go ahead. Isha. Go ahead.
V'nei imas bayla, v'kufufa lo.
Oh, because of the reverence of her husband, and she's kafuf to him. We already had that svara already in this year. Do you remember where we had Amos Baila? Where do we have it?
Kedusha
by Yichud. Excellent. Well, we had it by Baila Be'ir. Okay? Remember we said the Rambam said it was like a psychological svara, that even if you practically can't get there, but it sets up in an intimidation factor, remember? Where we said according to Rashi, it was all issue of practically, that she had, he had to have the ability to get there. So what's the first reason? Is that she's reverent and subservient. What's go ahead in Mefarish?
Mefarish.
The Shiltus.
Shiltus.
The Rav Achai. Oh, it's in it said in the Shultas Rav Achai going, Lav what?
Lav Derechehu,
do not stay in the Mizega. Excellent. The Mizega means to recline. It's not the Derech of women to recline. Please get it. Lamai Nafkamina between the two reasons. A single woman, or a divorcee, or a widow, right? Al Pidin, Halach Lamaisa. Even an Oman or a Grusha, according to the second reason, Adam would be Pater from what a Seba. Okay? Is that clear? Whereas according to the first reason, obviously what? It says, Isha and Tzucha Seba. When it says, Isha and Tzucha Seba, it says, Isha Etzel Baila Lo Boya Seba. Right? A woman, Baila, doesn't need a Seba. But Lamaisa, because Aim is Baila, Kfufalo. It's interesting, the Dibra Maskel. You know what I'm saying? Because the Gemara Gemara says, Isha Etzel Baila. You know what I'm saying? The Gemara, the way the Rashbam's gear says, Isha, a woman. Ain't Sricha Seba. Did you follow the difference in that? Rashbam here says a woman doesn't need a Seba. So that's because of reverence of her husband or not. So this could be, and I want you to get this, Halacha L'maisa. This could be, this Shiltus is not Goris in the Gemara Isha Etzel Baila. That's what I'm pointing out to you, okay? The Shiltus is written by the Gonim. They didn't have that Girsa Isha Etzel Baila. Lefiza, any woman's Pater from a Seba, okay? Because it's not derech eretz for women to what? For women to recline. This could be a marker of the Rav Yoh. I was always bothered by the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says we don't do a sebe bisman hazeh. Right? No one does it. So maybe this is the marker, halacha l'maaseh, because the Rav Yoh held bisman hazeh shalonogu l'hasiv kol hashana. We're potter from a sebe. This is what the Vilna Gaon says. Okay? The Vilna Gaon says, halacha l'maaseh, that this might be this is the Hezber, this is the marker where the Rav Yah gets what he said. Now it's a little bit difficult, because what does the Mishnah say in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim and Tzadi Testament Beis? It says, Afilu Ani Shebisro Lo Yochal Achi Yesef, right? So it says in the Mishnah, you got to do a Seba. So yeah, Toysa says, what's the Chiddush, even if you don't have what to be Mesev on? I would think it's not a Derech Eris. Kamashman, you still got to do it. But that's by men. By men they made a low plug, whether you're wealthy or poor. But in women... women are considered a separate population, and therefore, maybe Lomaisa, you can understand this halacha. Okay? So please get that. Halacha Lomaisa. Please get that. That Lomaisa, it's very interesting that you could say that what? You could say, halacha Lomaisa, that women are a completely different population, and therefore, Amana Grusha, even according to the Amana Grusha, women are potter, halacha Lomaisa. You know what the problem with that is that what do you do with the Manishtana? The Manishtana, one of the Manishtanas is what? About a Seba. So what do you mean? We don't do a Seba. So in Manavshach, did they do a Seba? Did they not do a Seba? If Kol Hashana did a Seba, it comes out that what? There's no difference. And if Kol Hashana, we weren't Mesiv, then even according to the Rav Yoh, we're Potter. So what's the Kasha in the Mishnayas? So you know what? If you look in the Mishnayas on Kuftet Zayinam and Aleph, it doesn't say a word about Mesubin. That was added later on. And it could be the Rav Yoh, Taka was Cholik on that edition. Interesting. The Rav Yoh said, fine, I understand by an ani. Halacha l'maaseh, we made a low plug. But you know what? That was later on. Bein Yoshvinu, Bein Mesubim. That was added later on. If you know, did you see the Mishnah? On Kuftet Zayin Aleph, when it says the Amanishtana, it doesn't say anything about Mesubim. That was added much later. So please get this, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? So that's the bottom line that we hold, like the Ramah says, for women, we rely on the Rav Yoh, we don't do a Seba. If you look in that Mishnah on Kuftet Zayin, it's very striking. Doesn't say a word about what? Yeah, that's what about the Korban Pesach. Doesn't say a word about Mesubin and the Mishnah Kuftet Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, good. So it could very well be that was added later and the Rav Yoh would say it was wrong. Okay, now how do you define an Isha Chashuva? Let's go. How do we define Isha Chashuva? There are four different Shitas. Let's get it. Four different Shitas. Okay? Tzvi's a big tzaddik. He says all the women are Isha Chashuvas. Okay, good. Very well. We'll see. So Lamaisa, what's the din? Let's get the four different shitas. The Kesef Mishnah writes, Perek Zayin Alocha Ches, B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach, that a woman, Aisha Chashuva, means she has no husband. That's what it means. Fits in well in the Gemara. A woman by her husband, right, does not require a seiba. Yisha chashuva, meaning she has no husband, she needs a what? She needs to do a seiba. Okay, that's
really considered chashuva.
Yeah, that's what's called Rabbeinu. That's what Rabbeinu Manoach says. That's what the Ketzer Mishnah says. She's running her whole house. She's the Gveras Abayis. Oh. Okay.
If that's what the Gemara meant by Isha Chashuva, then wouldn't have had to say that. Because the Gemara would have had to say is, woman...
Okay, I hear you. It's a good point, Ben, but it's highlighting it. It's highlighting it. I hear you. Ben's saying it should be understood, but Lamaise, it's highlighting it. So that's the first sheet. Yeah, there have been a Manoach. The Kesef Mishnah Kosher have been a Manoach saying this. Rav Manoach. Second sheet is, he says that she was, she's definitely married, but she's the boss of Gedolei Ador. She's an Eishes Chayil. She's a Shamayim. Therefore, she's a tzaddikus. There's a second shot to catch the Mishnah quotes Rabbeinu Shem Rabbeinu Manoach. Okay? There's three pshatim that he quotes there. If you're looking at Ketzer Mishnah, give the Ketzer Mishnah. Yeah. So she's an Eishes Chayil, she's a tzaddikus, she's bas Gedol Ador, therefore she does a seiba. Number three, the other pshat is that she's very wealthy, she has her own avadim and shvachos, she doesn't have to do household duties at all, and therefore what? And therefore she's of royalty, and therefore she should do a seiba. And then the last sheet is the Chok Yaakov, Simon Tofayim Beis Sifkon Ches B'Shem Rabbeinu B'Shem HaRokeach, who says in Simon Reish Pei Gimel that Stam, her husband is not what Makbid, ain't Baal of Makbid Allah. That's what the Chok Yaakov quotes. You see in Hilchos Pesach, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Mishnah Berurah, under the bottom of the page called the Chok Yaakov. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chok Yaakov like every other line in the Hilchos Pesach. So the Chok Yaakov says it means that the Baal is not makbid on her, okay? So, you know, you mentioned whether the women nowadays are considered to be all chashuva. Could very well be. Based, that might be the basis of this fourth sheet. Okay? Okay, good. Let's see the Lashon. The Lashon is Ishe and Tzvich HaSebel and Kini Chashiva. Then the Ramah says, Hol HaNashim Shalana Mikra Chashuvos. From the Achlo Noagulahasuk Yisam Chaldiri Aravod, Exib Zmanazain Lahasif. So I'm saying that the basis of that statement might be in the Gemara. That's what I'm suggesting. That Isha Chashuva might be because why? As long as the husband is not Makbid. Allah Chalam
Isa. Why would that be called a Chashuva?
Because she's Chashuv Lamaisa, he's not Makbid on her. She ain't Bala Makbid Allah. She has a Chashuvas.
Is finding Chashuva as husband not being Makbid?
No, because she's, it could either be one or the other. Because she's chashuv, he's not makbid.
Yeah, but then
or it's the, because, or
trying to define what the,
right, but I think the pashup shot is that he elevates her by not being makbid. He elevates her by not being makbid. So his not being makbid is the definition of Isha chashuv. Because the husband is not makbid, that elevates her. So Lamaisa comes out, 1 second, see, according to the first pshat of Rabbeinu Manoach, and according to the fourth pshat, what's the din? I want you to get this down. The whole kasha of the Bach doesn't start. Because what's the kasha of the Bach? That if she has no husband, or she's not makbid, imkein ain't a masala, right? You have no, you don't have a considered, the Bach had a great kasha. The Bach says, if a woman's chashuva, she still has the same as Bala, right? I mean, the Bach has a kasha. Who cares how chashuv she is? She still has Amos Bala. And Amos Bala, Lamaisa cannot be what? Cannot be Eno Kokak Amos. Who's, let me ask you a question. Do you think the son is more scared of his father or wife more scared of her husband?
Son, wife.
The son is much more scared. At least the husband shouldn't be like that. At least. It's a problem. So a son is much more scared than his father, than a what? A wife about the husband. And nevertheless, we said the son is Chayv Lahasiv, which we're going to learn. And the truth is, you could add Akasha on that even more. Mora Av is Midiraisa. Mora Baal is only Midirabanan. Where's the din that a woman has to have fear of her husband? So Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Yishus, Perek Tet Vav, you take a look at it, the end of Perek Tet Vav, it's very beautiful how a husband has to respect his wife and the wife has to respect the husband. Chen Tzivu Al Yishus Shetei Mechabedes Baal B'yosu Midai. V'yu Elo Av Mora. It says she has to have Mora of her husband. But that's only the Rabbanan, Tzivu Chachamim. So the Bach's Kasha is a great Kasha. The Bach says, who cares, Lomaisa? Who cares how Chashuva she is? If you need Amos Baila, and the Amos Baal is not as great as a what? Son. And the son, despite that, still has to do a seba. Plus the fact, the Meir of a what? The Meir of a son to a, the Meir of a son towards her, son towards his father is Diraisa. And despite that, he does a seba. And the Meir of a wife to a husband is only Drabanan. So that's what I want to bring out. That Kasha.
Are you saying that Yisha should do a seba or should not?
She should, Lamaisa.
Why?
No, a halacha l'maisa, she shouldn't, l'maisa. She shouldn't.
Why is he comparing it to the son?
No, a son has to, despite the fact that he has mara.
Yeah.
That's the kasha. What is the din? Let's not confuse the din. A woman baitzel her husband does not require a seba.
Yeah.
But if she's chashuv, she does. Why is she chashuv? She does. So according to the Rashbam, somehow it's downplayed. The aim is by a little kufa. So the Bach challenge then says why? Why lamaisa? You should what? You should up din. Not do a seba, a woman by her husband, I don't care how chashuv you are. Because a son, lemaisa, has more of a chiyuv of moira, and despite that, what? He has to do it. So halacha lemaisa, each yitzchus of bailo doesn't require what? Doesn't require a seba. So if it doesn't require a seba, the fact that you're more chashuv should put you back at that din. That's what the Bach lemaisa asks. He says, even if the woman is a chashuva, she needs to have amos bailo, and amos bailo is not as great as amos aben, and afal pikein. He has to do a seba, right? Halacha l'maisa. You follow me, Ben? Let's say again. Okay, what is the whole din? The din is a woman.
I just think of the comparison to a son.
Because the fact of the matter is that a son has to do a seba, despite the fact that his mower is even stronger.
So therefore, the woman should.
Right. So what do we say was the basis of a woman by her? What was the basis of a woman by her husband not doing a seba? Because she has to have kfifa. Yeah. So no matter how chashuv you are, you still have kfifa, so go back to that original din. See, a son, despite the fact that he has greater mora, has to do it, right? Okay. He has to do it. But lamaisa, if a woman is chashuva, and she needs amos baila, halach lamaisa, so if amos baila is not such great as amos aben, and afal pikein, you're chayiv what? He's chayv to be masiv. So you see that halacha l'maisa, it's not necessarily what? It's not necessarily habatalia. You follow me? Again, what's the kasha? What's the din? The din is a woman, eitzel, her husband does not require a seva. Yes? If she's chashuv, what's the din? She requires. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Bach says, even if a woman is chashuv, he says, she should still need amos baila.
And therefore,
the din is that she should not need it. She should not need a seba. The reverence should still be there. Plus the fact, amos baila, halacha l'maisa, the amos baila that we're talking about, which we're saying should still exist, doesn't have to be that strong. Because I'll bring you a raya. The son, even though he has great reverence, more of a requirement of reverence, he still has to do a seba. He still has to do a seba. But we know by a woman, by her husband, she what? She doesn't have to, despite the fact. So it's not so hard. It's not so hard to get to an ema that would potter a woman from her husband. That's what I'm saying. That's what he's trying to say.
What do you mean? It's not so hard but to get to.
If the ema of a son is very strong, and he still is supposed to do a seba,
yes.
Then the ema of a woman, which is less, she should also have to do a seba.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what he's assuming. The premise is not that way. The premise is that the ema that the husband has with the wife, that relationship, al pidin, mandates that you have to be kafuf and there's reverence, and therefore the din is that you don't need to what? You don't need to do a seba. That's the klal. By a son and a father, despite the fact that he of mora is stronger, he has a what? He has a chiyuv du mitzvah because of their relationship. Maybe because he's Michael, which we're going to get to, right?
Yeah.
But whereas when it comes to a husband and wife, halacha l'maisa, that element of mechila is really not always there because she has that constant requirement. Okay.
Yeah.
So you could ask the following kasha: a son, despite the fact that his mora is strong, has a chiyuv to do haseba, but as long as there's some base level of reverence that a woman has, and that's true even no matter how chashuv she is, you should go back to that din, that's enough to what? To pot you from the din of what? To pot you from the din of a seba. That's what the Bach is asking. And he says, plus the fact, one's the Rabbana, one's the Araisa. Right? So in other words, you see that what? That baseline that you need to get to you for a woman and a husband is much less of a what? Of a threshold. That's the word I'm looking for. And that's enough to what? That's enough to pot you. So that's what he's asking. You follow what I'm saying?
Why can't you just ask this question for the whole concept of over in general? Like John was saying before, that if a son was greater, lower than on his father, then.
Because I'm saying there's a, because of the relationship, because you have that implicit type of mechila with a son and a father, which you don't have by the husband and the wife.
How is that even? I don't understand the comparison. So how is he comparing them?
Yeah.
Because he's comparing that you see that there's a base, the threshold of reverence that is needed by a woman and a husband is much less to pata you. So that's what he's trying to say, that he's saying lemaisa that I don't care how chashiv you are, as long as there's a shtickle reverence, that's enough to pata you. That should be enough to pata you, Allah lemaisa. And he proves it by saying that a son who has a bigger chiyuv of reverence, despite that as a chiyuv, to do it. A woman does not, because the threshold of reverence, you don't need as much to pata you. So if you don't need as much to pata you, asks the what, asks the bach, then I don't care how chashiv you are. As long as there's a shtickle reverence, that should be enough. That's his kasha. Okay, so and the truth of the matter is he asks, halach lamaisa, and that's the third kasha I ask is one's diraisa, one's the rabbanan. The fact that despite the fact that son to a father is diraisa, you still have a chiv to do essay, but it's only the rabbanan. And this is only the rabbanan. So the rabbinic threshold, halach lamaisa, should be enough to say, oh, you have that chiv the rabbanan, that's enough to what? That's enough to pati. Okay? You've reached that level, halach lamaisa. That's what he wants to tiny. So you could ask that kash even stronger, halach lamaisa. Okay? So what I just want to point out, and let's get this down, is that according to the first and third pshat, sorry, the first and fourth pshat, what was the first and the fourth pshat of what Isha Chashuva was? According to the Rabbeinu Menachem, it was a woman who was alone, right? And what was the last pshat? That he had no akpada. So the kash of the bach doesn't start. Why? Because since she has no husband, since she's not makbid, obviously ain't a masala. It's a sharp fork. You follow what I'm saying? The kasha doesn't start. In a chanam, Isha Chashuva, if defined as she has no husband, then there is no eba. Or if he's not makbid, then she has no reverence. Mimela, she has to do it. It fits very well. According to the second and third pshat, it's much more difficult. Halach lamaisa. According to the second pshat, she's Eishes Chal Yerushem. She still has reverence for her husband. According to the third pshat also, she's a wealthy woman. She brought in a lot of shvachim, but still what? She has reverence of her husband. So according to the first and fourth pshat, what you gain is I think the kasha of the bach can be answered very quickly. Okay? You follow me? Okay, that's what the chiddush of the Dvar Shmuel, what he wants to point out. But let's get it. Okay, good. And as you said, Pinchas, the Ramah quotes that while women are called chashuvas, like the Mordechai, I'm saying we're reading into the Gemara that they're not makbid because they're chashuv, and therefore what? That was the pshat in the Gemara, and therefore we rely on the what? The women rely on the Rav Yah, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Fine. What about an oval? Let's get it down. What about an oval during his 12 months, or during the shloshim other krovim? Halacha lemaisa. What's the din?
No, he
says, even though he's chayav be'aseba, but you shouldn't take out five pillows. If you usually take out five pillows, take three. And even if you do one pillow, don't do a pillow. You do it a little bit of a shinui, a little bit different. Okay? Al pi din. Okay? Fine. And that's why he points out a kittel, the novel doesn't wear. We mentioned that. Come on, come to Lovesh. If someone wears it in the novel, we're not mocha. Okay, good. Excellent, guys. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Go. Let's go. Let's go. Speak. Come on. What do we say? Go ahead. Back in the Gemara. Let's go. You buy a little. Yeah, go ahead. Ben Eitzel what?
Ben Eitzel Aviv.
A son eitzel the father requires a sebet. Plain and simple. Why? Because why? What does Rashbam say? Because he's not so kafuf, right? Why is he not so kafuf? Because why? Because the father can be mocha on his covet. Yes? The father can be mocha on his covet, and therefore what? Even though the ben is a chi of kibbutz amora and kolshkin for his rabbi, but halacha lemaisa mistama the father's mocha to his son. That's what we normally assume. Okay? It's an implicit mechiru. It's good to ask, I would assume, but Lamais, even if we don't, we assume these Michael.
We should be asking our fathers.
Maybe. It's good. It's implicit, but Lamais, a nice thing to do. Go ahead. It's just interesting that our Rashbam says you're not kuf of kolkach. You know why you're not kuf of kolkach? Because it's implied that he was Michael. Okay, back to the Gemara. Go ahead. Yibayelahu.
Yibayelahu. Talan etzel rabba mai. Tashma. Abayikim. Hovinan. Bei. Mar. Zigan. Avirichim.
Oh, when we went to the house of what? Of Rabba, who was a Rosh Yeshiva, we put our knees on each other, in front of him at the Seder. Kiasino be Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva after Rabba, we went to the house. Amar Lan, he said to us what? Oh, you don't need to do it. Why? Mora Rabcha, because you have to show reverence to me. Since you have to show reverence to me, it's not right that you do a seib in front of me. It's a chutzpah. Yeah, what'd you say? It should be chayv or potter, because it's an impingement. It's a good kasha, because it's a notion. It's an impingement of the covet. Allah lamais. It's an impingement of the covet lamais. In other words, you might ask. Let me ask you a kasha lamais. Let's say you have to do a mitzvah. The mitzvah would seemingly be a little bit disrespectful. What do we say al pidin? Let's say you have to do a mitzvah. I don't know. Let's say it's disrespectful to put the lulav in front of your father's face if you're sitting next to him when you're shaking the lulav. What's the din? You still do the lulav, right? If father tells him to do an aveira, not to do a mitzvah, we don't listen, right? So I'm saying here you have a merging of two things. So he says, Mora Rabcha Kamor Shemaim tells me, Halacha Lamaisa, that the way we want to learn it up is that the whole nature of the mitzvah doesn't really what? Doesn't really get off the ground. Because the fact of the matter is you have to be able to express Cheiris. If you have to be able to express Cheiris, then expressing Cheiris has to be when you're expressing Cheiris. But if you're in a landscape where you're in front of your father or your Rebbe, that's the din, because it all depends upon whether what? Whether that's going to fit in with the notion of kibud or meir. So that's why he says sarach or lo tzarach. So he says you don't have to do it, halacha lemaisa. You don't have to. Okay? Because by definition, I'm not being mochel on my kavod. You follow me? So that's the din. Okay, go ahead. But it's a good kasha. Go ahead. Frek de Gemara, go ahead. Svi meisvei.
Meisvei.
It's mamish against the Bryce, even in Talmud. It says, Rebbe, you have to do a say, but what's Gemara's answer? He's an apprentice of a carpenter. So an apprentice of a carpenter, you have to what? You have to do. But Lamaisa, by a Rebbe of Torah, you don't have to do. Okay? Go ahead, Ibayel, who? Finish it up. Ibayel, where's the Shiloh? Shamish what?
Shamish Mai.
Go ahead. Excellent. So you see here that it's ma'akev. We said yesterday that even though Haseb is the Rabbanon, it's ma'akev and the matzah of the Araisim. So you have to do Haseb. So Tosos points out here on the bottom. Now for many, I still think it's a machloikis, the machaber like the Taisa Resh against Taisus. The last Taisus, what happens if your father, I still think it's a machloikis. What happens if your father is your Rebbe? Go ahead, read the last Taisus. B'fnei Rabbo.
B'fnei Rabbo, it's our Seba. Near Daviv, Rabbo.
Let's say he's your father and your Rebbe. Which is the major motif? What does he say? Ain't a what?
Ain't a tsarev.
Oh, he says your Rebbe's the major motif. The Logara?
Logara Mirabbo.
Acher. He's no worse than any other Rebbe. Any other Rebbe, you're not allowed, you don't do it. Yes? Mihu what?
Mihu stam ha v'lamed livno Torah, because I'm in a parakama de Kedushin. Sheben yirmiyaviv yoser mi imo.
Mnesha what? So even though a father has the element of Torah, but nevertheless, a filohachi kamar. So get this down. So according to Tulsos, a regular father, Adam, do you have to do a seiba or not? A regular father, do you do a seiba from? Yes. Doesn't a father have an element of Torah? He does. But despite that, the major motif is that he's your father. But what happens if he's your father, Lamaisa, and your Rebbe? If your father and Rebbe, then the major motif is your Rebbe, and you do not do it.
But he still wants you because he's your father.
But a regular father has an element of Torah, but the fact is your father overrides that, even though he teaches you Torah, but it's not like your Rebbe. The Meila, you have to do a seiba, because it's an implicit mechilu. However, if he's your Rebbe, Mamish, also in the yeshiva, then the halacha is you don't do a seiba. Because the major motif of the Rebbe, and that's like the Taisa Rosh. However, that's the sheet of Tosos. However, the Mechaber in Simon Tov Ayin Beis Sif Hei says Ben Eitz Loviv Tzarech Haseib Afilu Rabo Muvak. Even if he's a Rabo Muvak, he says, I don't care. First he's your father, and first he's your father. Therefore, you're off the hook. Okay. Therefore, you're not off the hook. Therefore, you're Mechuyiv in Haseib. So the Mechaber is like the Taisa Rosh against our Taisus. I mean, I don't know why the notes in the bottom didn't point it out. But it's a machloikas, I think, Taisa a Rosh. I mean, I don't know why he doesn't point it out in the notes. He says, Ben Eitz Lovin Masha Filu Rabo, done. Even if it's your Rebbe, you are what? You are Mechuyiv to do a Seba. No doubt about it. I mean, that's what he's saying. Taisa says, Beferish not that way.
Yeah.
I think it's a machloikas, Taisa Rosh.
Yeah.
I don't know why the notes doesn't point it out, halacha lemaisa. But nonetheless, Okay, we have this din. Okay, now this leads us to the following. Let's get it, guys. A little bit later in the Mechaber, and the Rambam quotes it as well. Let's get it. We say in that same sif, says a Talmud in front of his Rebbe does not do a seba, even Rabbo in a muvuk, unless he give him reshus. Okay, so what does this mean? So this is a major, major problem. This brings us to the topic I want you to see inside the Brisker Rav I gave you, where the Brisker Rav develops, and I heard this kasha from Avreich in New Haven, and also someone told me Rav Golvich, Rav Golvich Tzatzal or Shiva, Kiryu Yavin also asked the same kasha. And that is the following. Let's get it. The Rambam develops this theory. Brisker Rav develops this theory. There's a fundamental difference between a regular Talmud Chacham, Stam Talmud Chacham, which we're going to call is a what? Is Rabbo She'eno Muvhak. Okay? Rabbo Stam Talmud Chacham is Rabbo She'eno Muvhak. Okay? And then we have Rabbo Muvhak, who taught you wrong of your learning. Nowadays, we don't have a Rabbo Muvhak because our Sfarim are that, says the Ma'arik. Lechem Mishnah Kotz Ma'arik. Okay? So we don't have a Rabbo Muvhak, but Rav Chochma and Talmud Biyot had it in Bismarck Gemara. So there are two different tracks. Perek Hay in the Rambam is devoted to this category. Perek Hay in Hilchos Talmud Torah is devoted to a Stam Talmud Chochma. Okay, I'm sorry, that's Perek Vav. Perek Vav is devoted to a Stam Talmud Chochma. Perek Hay in Hilchos Talmud Torah is devoted to Rabbo Muvhak. Okay? So, if you look in the Brisker Rav, does everyone have the Brisker Rav here?
Yeah.
You got the Brisker Rav? He starts off saying as follows. He quotes the Rambam, Pirkei, that a Rabbo Muvhak, there is Mechiru. A Rabbo Muvhak can be Mochel, the covenant of Mora that is due to him. Al Pidin. Okay? The covenant of Mora is, in fact, it can be Mochel. Okay? So, the Kesef Mishnah on the spot says like this. Please get it. Because if Mishnah says that if a Rabbo Muvhak can be Mochel, then Kol Shekein a Rabbo Shein a Muvhak can be Mochel. Because he's bothered by Akasha. Why does the Rambam in Pirkei only mention Mechila, and he doesn't mention it in Pirkei Vav? So the Kesef Mishnah there on the spot says, not a problem. It's a Kol Shekein. If Rabbo Muvhak can give Mechila, how much more so a Rabbo Shein a Muvhak can give Mechila? Doesn't make a difference. You follow me? Kesef Mishnah answers the kasha right off the bat. There is no kasha. He says it's a kol shekein. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes beferish. Why does he only mention mechila by Rabbi Muvhak? He says it's not a problem because maybe you're having me by Rabbi Muvhak. You can't be mochel. Kamashman, you can. So Lamaisa, let's get this down. So it comes out mechila is mentioned here. Lo maskir mechila. So the Kesef Mishnah says no big deal. Of course it can be mochel. Of course it can be mochel. I'm sorry. I wrote it the opposite way. Lo maskir mechila by a generic Talmud Chacham. And here he mentions mechila. Okay? Here he mentions mechila. No problem. Why does he mention mechila? Says the Kesef. It's a kol shekein. Halacha lemaaseh. It's double poshut. He had to mention here because you would have thought maybe he can't do it because he's such a great, he's taught you so much. So that's number one. Halacha lemaaseh. That's one kasha. Brisker Rav says, you know what, I beg to differ with you, Kesef Mishnah. That's not the answer. Kesef Mishnah develops, I'm sorry, the Brisker Rav develops the following beautiful theory. And that theory is as follows. That theory is that when it comes to Rabbi Muvhak, there's a halacha of kibud and mora. Kibud v'mora kamo parents, kamo horim. Like in the Rambam says in Hilchos, Mamrim and Pirkei Vav. What's the din of kavod when it comes to the parents? Feeding them the positive things. Drinking services we have to do with them. Dressing them. What is mora? Don't interrupt them. Don't sit in their place. It's a reverence.
Stand up.
It's a negative thing you shouldn't do. Correct. Kibud and mora. Halacha lemaaseh. It's interesting why the Gemara by Dama ben Asina says Eichen Kibud Avein. Even though that story was he didn't wake him up, right? Why does the Gemara call that Kibud? I was bothered by that. You follow me? I think the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Aleph, right? The story of David ben Asina. What'd you say?
He didn't make any money.
Maybe. So you're saying that's why I was on Hechem Kibud? It's a positive thing? Maybe. But the action was he didn't wake him up. You know what I mean? The disrespect was waking him up. So I would have thought that that would fit more Moru. So you have to think about that. Why the Gemara says Ad Eichen Kibu Lamaisa? Why that's so? I once had a beer. Why that should be? Why should that be? That it's called Kibu Ad Eichen Kibu. Okay, but nonetheless, we got to think about that more. Okay, so no maskir mechila. Kibu the Moru is kmo horim. When it comes to a rabo, a stanta locha, it's vahadarta pene zaken. What is vahadarta pene zaken? Misha kana chachma is called a zaken. You're supposed to glorify the Torah. That's the concept when it comes to what? A stanta mechachma. You're not giving cover to what? To the person as a gavra. You're giving cover to the Torah. You're showing cover to the Torah. Vahadarta pene zaken. So lamaisa, it's not a chiv on the kakaf to the gavra. Therefore, if you look, he says, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, he says mitzvah, lashon mitzvah lahadro. But when it comes to what a Rabba Muvaki, lashon is chayiv, a lashon of chayiv. What's a lashon chayiv mean? You're chayiv to him. He's the guy that generates. He's the man that generates mitzvah lahadro as opposed to chayiv. That's how the Rabbim differentiates between the chiyuv. So you have a mitzvah lahadro as opposed to chayiv. The lashon of mitzvah and chayiv. Mitzvah just means the mitzvah ben al makom. He's just the address of the mitzvah. No, when it says chayiv to that guy, because that guy generates it. Memeila, it comes out that it could very well be that the gadol hador Tosfos says in Baba Kama on mem alef from alef, he's a din of like Rabba Muvak. There's a halach of Rabba Muvak when it comes to what the gadol hador al pi din, and that's what Tosfos says in Baba Kama mem alef. It's a shem lekachatira. If you say we're talking about a rabbi, a golador, so lemais, you understand that din, al pi aloche, that there's a din of what? The golador also is considered to be like by Rabbi Muvak. Rabbi Muvak, golador, is like by Rabbi Kamo, Rabbi Muvak. Okay? It's Kamo, Rabbi Muvak. So that's number four in Afkamidia. It's considered to be, he's like the Rabbi Muvak, the golador. So lemais, it comes out. Okay, and this is a stam, Talmud Chacham, or Rabbo Muvak, or Rabbo Shena Muvak. Okay? So you got clear, Lawaisa, that there are two tracks. There's Kavod Amora, and there's what? And there's Vadakta Pnei Zaken. So he develops this stuff, these two tracks very beautifully. For example, he says, when it comes to the Chiyuv of what? When it comes to the Chiyuv of getting up. When it comes to generic Talmud Chacham, it's only Arba Amos. You only have to get up Arba Amos. But when it comes to what? When it comes to a... halacha of what? When it comes to Rabba Muvak, Mala Einav. If you have Superman vision, you see him 15 miles away, you got to stand up. Mala Einav. Al Pi Din. Also, he points out, Beis HaMirchatz. Is there a chiv to stand up in the Beis HaMirchatz for Rabbo Muvak? Yes. Because it's covered tomorrow, no matter what. Beis HaKiseh, the same din.
Can you go in?
If you go to a generic Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't. It's not there here. So go to Mikveh either. But Lamais, if you go and talk about a Stam Talmud Chacham, Rabbo Shena Muvak, then the din is, Ein Makom Shalhidur. So there is no chiv if you see him in the Beis HaMirchatz to get up. So we're pointing out the differences. Let's get it down. He used the lashon of mitzvah lahadro. The mitzvah is that a generic Talmud Chacham doesn't he generate. He's the address of it, but he's not. It's not a chiyuv to him. That's why he says mitzvah lahadro. But the lashon of chayiv means to the guy himself by Rabbi Muvak because he generates it. The din of a stam Talmud Chacham. That's the din of hidur. But Tosfos and Baba Kama and Alef and Rav says that the din of Rabbi Muvak is equivalent to the gadol hador. Gadol hador, there's a kibud in Moira too. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is referring to what? Rabba Muvak. Not Stam what? Not as generic Talmud Chacham, which is a Chiddush. Usually we say not that way. Okay? 1 second. Then two other Nafkaminas. Arba Amos is only for generic Talmud Chacham, glorification. Mole Einav is Kibbutz Moira, 15 miles away. Even in the Beis HaMirchatz, Beis HaKiseh, you're not supposed to get up for a generic Talmud Chacham. It's not a place of glorification. But in Beis HaMirchatz, who cares where it is? You still have a Chiyuv of Kibbutz Moira. Yes, Ephraim.
Is there an iser going to mikvah with?
Yeah, you shouldn't go. Gemara says
b'sochim. Is that talmud mubak or?
Yeah, anyone. It's not their chirish.
What if
their
chirish?
What do you mean?
Okay, you look away. You look away. Yeah, it's not their
chirish.
Okay, you try not to. Well, you try to find out when he's going to go. So you're not going to be there. Okay, you got it. This is the din. Let's continue now. This leads us to the Gemara Kedusha. Let's get it. Talmud chacham, Rabbo she'eno muvak. Right? Rabo Shino Muvak. Okay? Rabo Muvak. What do you got? The Gemara Kedushin. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. What was the case there? An Armasekta. What was it? Daflamin of a base? The Gemara has a case. It was Rabba's wedding. Rabba's making a son. Rav or Rabba? I forgot. What? Rav was making a chasa for his son, and he's pouring drinks for everyone. Lamed of a base, no?
Lamed
Beis of a base. He was pouring drinks for his son, very good. And there were a certain number of Rav. He was pouring drinks for the people at the wedding, and they didn't get up for him. So Rashi learns, the Pharisee, he says he got upset. Ikbid Rav. Rav it is. Rav got upset. Ikbid Rav, it says. Okay? So what did he get upset about? What was the Ikbid Rav upset about? So they should have gotten up a little bit. They have to get fully up. So according to Rashi, it wasn't nice. According to the Rambam, Rava's relationship with those other Amorim was what? Were they his Rabba Muvak?
No. He was theirs.
He was upset that what? You would have thought if you're working as a waiter, he's an implicit Mechila. So that's why Lomaisa got up a little. He got a little upset according to Rashi a little bit. They should have still gotten up a little bit. They didn't have to get up fully because it was Moichlis being a waiter. According to the Rambam, though, it's a Rabba Shinu Muvak. It's a Stam Tamochav. It's not Nital Mechila. And not only that, I added on that what? It's a brisk reward. He didn't get upset, personally. He was upset because they didn't fulfill the din properly because they didn't know the lumpness. See, according to Rashi, Rabba was upset. He was assaulted personally. According to the Rambam, you can really make it a brisk reward. He got upset with them because they didn't understand the din. So it comes out, Lamais and the Gemara.
Wait, they didn't stand for him?
No, they did not.
So that's a good thing. Because he's not their Rabba. He's not their Muk.
It's not Nitam Mechila, so they should have stood up. It's not Nitam Mechila.
For a normal Tam Kochum?
That's what we just said, remember? Oh, okay. That's all Shtickle Torah.
Yeah, fine.
Kibud Amora, the Rabba Muvak, it generates it. He's by the son of Mechila. To them, he's a generic Tam Kochum. So the Gemara B'Kedushin, Lama Hayat Sarich Lamo. This is according to the Rambam. It's a Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Hayat Sarich Lamo. Right?
Yeah, I like that. Fine.
Well, Lot Sarich Lamo, if it was Rabba Muvak, then Lot Sarich Lamo, because it was a Plissim Mechila. He was working as a shamish, as a waiter. According to Rashi Lamaisa, it has nothing to do with it. Rashi doesn't buy the schiluk, so it comes out to be a tremendous what? Nafgemina, how to learn up what? How to learn up the Gemara Kedushin. So it comes out from this Briska Rav, it says an amazing pshat. Comes out from this Briska Rav, amazing chiddush, that Alpidin, the Rambam now works beautifully, Frank. In Pirakei, why does he only mention Mechila by what? Rabba Muvak? Because a Rabba Muvak is the only one that can be Mochel. But in Pirak Vobin, he talks about a generic Tamahacham and a Rabba Shenimu book. Why doesn't he mention Mechila? Why doesn't he mention Mechila? Because they can't be Mochel on it. It's not Nitan Mechila.
I like this.
It's a beautiful Shtickel Torah. Yeah. And he's so intellectually honest, because how does he end the piece? He ends the piece that the Shulchan Aruch, who is the Kesef Mishnah, in Simon Reish Mem Dalet Sifya Dalin, Paskins explicitly, I have it here, that on Hidur you can also be Mochel, not just on Kibud Amora, because he learns like Rashi and the Shultas. That Allah Lomaisa, once you're Mochel, there's no Chiv at all. Like the Kesef Mishnah said in the Ram, it's the same Gadol. Mechaber and the Kesef Mishnah are the same. So the Chiddush is, so why the Rambam mentioned Perek Hei, Mechila, not Perek Vav? Because Perek Vav, it's Poshet, you can be Mochel. The Chiddush is, I would think Perek Hei, because you're Rabba Muvak, you can't be Mochel, Kamash, why you can't? So he begins the piece with the Kesef Mishnah, he ends it with the Shulchan Aruch. His Shikol Torah is against the Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi learned like the Shulchan Aruch, or Shulchan Aruch learned like Rashi. Okay? Let me read you the Lashon. Reish Mem Dalet, Sifya Dalet. Right, it's Beferish there. Okay? Reish Mem Dalet, Sifya Dalet. He says, Enuchos Kovat Tamachachem. Right? He says like this. Yeah? Ras Anasi Omim Lofanov Maleinov. Yes? He's learns like Rashi. You see that the getting up in front of them halacha lemais is just a din of kibud v'mayra, but it is nitan l'mechila. Kulum shemachu akforum kforum machol. Says it black on white. So this shtikul Torah, he says what? He says it's against what? He says it's against me, but I hold that differently in the Rambam. Okay.
Which Rashi?
Rashi and the Gemara in Kedushin. Yeah, Rashi and Lamed Beis. He got upset with them. That's how the Shultas learns the Gemara too as well. Rashi and the Shultas. So you see that there's a notion of Mechilu. See, there's a notion of Mechilu. That's what he was saying. They just got upset with them. She says, the Shultas of Parsh Kedoshim learns, Kima lo boy, hider boy lemevle. Okay, they didn't have to get up. They could have got up a little bit, show a little bit of glorification. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Rashi and the Shultas say. Not chai, but kima mamish. But, you know, okay, he's a waiter, so he's mokal something, but get up a little bit, right? So Rashi and the Shultas, you know who the Shultas is written by? Rav Chaigon. Rav Chaigon was the early Gonim, the 800s, 900s. The Netziv has all parish under it. It's called the Emek Shalom. The Shultas Rav Chaigon. We quoted earlier about the women. That was the Shultas.
Oh,
okay, Rav Shechter just asked from a Shultas on the Bechayel Bechina. Okay? Is it then on the Shultas? Okay. About extinguishing a candle on Shabbos. So I heard many, many years ago from this operation in New Haven, the big time of Chacham, and I heard in the name of Golvich Zatzal, who told it to me.
Who's
Rav Belzons.
Who's the name person in New Haven?
I don't know his name. I don't know his name, I'm sorry. It's a big time of Chacham. I didn't know his name. And Rav Belzon Zatzal's father, Rav Belzon's father, Oliver Shalom Zatzal, told me this, that he was closer to Golvich, that Rav Golvich has the same kasha. So what's the kasha? Kasha is as follows. If the Brisker Rav is correct in this whole beautiful beer in the Rambam, we've got a big problem when it comes to Hilchos HaSeba. What's the big problem? The Rambam writes, I gave it to you inside, Mechaber writes, based on the Rambam, Rambam's explicit Rambam, it's right there, that a Talmud that is Eino Rabba Muvak, the Gemara says Beferish, Rambam says that I gave it to you in Pirik what? The Rambam is empiric. I gave you the Rambam, right? Where's the Rambam here? It's in the Mar Makaymus. I gave you the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Pirik A, Pirik Zion Alachaches, I believe, yes? Yeah, Pirik Zion Alachaches. Rambam says explicitly, yes? And the Mechaber quotes in Siman Tofayim Bey Sif A that a Talmud Eitzel's Rabbi in a Muvuk, he must ask him permission. What do you mean, must ask him permission? He has to be mochel on his covet in order for you to do Haseba. Daniel Ambalu, no, remember you always ate by our Seder? This time he's going to Vancouver for a different program. He used to always eat with us for the Seder. He'd always ask from Rishus. I said, of course, one of the Talmidim. He comes on Sunday, yeah, Daniel Ambalu. So he used to work in the day camp at our hotel where we go for Pesach. So you ate the Seders with us. So he'd always ask me before we ate the Seder, could he do Seba? I said, of course. Now we assume every Rebbe nowadays is Rabbo Shana Mufak, right? Unless it's like the Gadol Hador, but no matter how close you are with your Rebbe, we assume he's Rabbo Shana Mufak, because most of the learning is from the Svarim, we assume, Al Pi Din. So why does he have to ask for permission? It says in the Rambam, he has to ask permission. Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Wasn't it Perek Zion Alachaches? I think it was, no?
Yeah. What's the Stira? What's the problem?
So the Stira is, according to the Brisker Rav, it's not Nitan L'Mechila. Rabo Shena Muvak, it can't be multiple things of glorification.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And doing what Haseba are things of glorification. It's like getting up. It's like standing up. It's not Kibud B'mora. Kibud B'mora is services.
Yeah.
Mora is reverences. Haseba is like getting up, you know. The ability to do that, you know, sitting properly in front of your Rebbe. That's like getting up. Lamaisa, that's not considered to be what? That's not Kibud B'mora. That's Adart Ibn Ezarkin. And a Rabo Shena Muvak, a Shinerik Dan Wach, that's not Nitin Mechila. It's a Peladik Akasha. That's what this Avreich asked.
Yeah,
and Rav Golvitz, that's all asked. And the Brisker Rav. It's a great Kasha, no?
Yeah.
Oh. So how do you answer that Kasha? So I think the way you answer that Kasha is as follows. And I thought it was very striking. I pointed this to you, God. Notice in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it says, it doesn't say mochel. You know what it means? It means as follows. As I mentioned in the beginning of Shir, There are two takanas we mentioned yesterday and also on Monday. The two takanas chama made to express cheres, arba kosos and haseber. And in order to express cheres, you have to be in a comfort zone where you feel comfortable. That means when I tell the Talmud that he can what? He can do a seba. I'm switching off the switch and saying, you know what? To relax. Feel comfortable that you can express your cheres. But Kolzman, that he doesn't, the Rebbe doesn't say that, he's not in a zone where he feels comfortable where he can express the cheres. So it's not an issue of mechila. It's an issue of setting up a metzias where the guy can fulfill the mitzvah. It's the lashon. In certain situations, if you're in a place where it's not clean, lamaisa, I don't know, it's a makom paritz, you can't daven in that place. It's a makom paritz. But there's a mitzvah daven, but you can't daven in that place. So in the same thing, also emotionally, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of seva if you are not in a zone where you can express your chetz, where you're comfortable. So that's why the expression yitin reshus is used, not mochel. Yitin reshus is where you say, you turn the switch off and you say what? Relax, feel comfortable, you can express the chayris. So male, that can, even a rabba shinamuvik can do that. You feel intimidated in front of your rabba shinamuvik as well. So the rabba shinamuvik can turn off the switch and say, you know what? Relax, I want you to be able to express the chayris. That's the chiddush Lamai says we want to bring out. That's why halacha Lamai says the mechaber and the Rambam. See, it's not a problem the mechaber, because the mechaber Lishitosa said you can do it anyway, right? We're answering it for the Rambam. To answer up the Brisker Rav, that's what we're saying this chiddush is. Yes, go ahead, Ephraim.
Okay, I think that's
real quick.
Okay, that answer doesn't make sense like at all.
Why not?
Okay, cool, if you're going to the Brisker Rav.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, now the answer was like a little wordplay, but I don't think it
not at all. Why? Child. It's a conceptual answer.
No, it's not, because there's a chiyuv on the chetzer. Nothing to do with the Talmud Chacham, the Torah within the Talmud Chacham, right?
What do you mean the Torah within the Talmud Chacham?
The Torah that within
according to the Brisker Rav, when it says b'taraso yege yom v'laila, it says in the Gemara, was it lamed beis and beis b'taraso? The Brisker Rav will learn it's on a rabba muvak. He'll have to learn that Gemara rabba muvak. Rabba muvak is the only one that is his Torah, okay. And he generates it. That's the way the Dvaryatim says it.
The Talmud Chacham is the heat generates.
No. A Rabba Muvak generates it as the Gavra, to Russell. That's why it's Nita L'Mechila. The Gemara that Lama Beis and Beis. A generic Talmud Chacham cannot be Mocha on this call.
Cannot be Mocha. Why not?
But I'm saying when the Gemara, you might ask how the Gemara says to Russell, after you learn it's Torah delay, that's only Rabba Muvak. I'm just saying you got to write that in your notes.
Why can't you be
the Brisker Rav will learn the Gemara. The Gemara has to be talking about Rabba Muvak. Because the only time it comes Torah delay is it's Rabba Muvak. Why? That he generates the chiyuv kavod. That's what the Gemara says later on. Yes, what'd you say?
So why can't a rabba shenamuvak not be mochel on his kavod?
Because it's not subject. You're not chayv kibud v'mayri. You're only subject to what hadar to bnei zaka, and that is not. He has no bialos over. That's the Torah. The heater of the Torah.
He has no bialos over it, right?
Correct. Heater of the Torah.
He has no
bialos. Right.
It's a chiyuv. You have to in every situation. You have to. You have to
mahara the Torah. And therefore it's not nitan l'mechila. Correct. But here this is something else completely. This is an expression of chayris. If I'm in a zone, l'maisa, where I can't feel comfortable, l'maisa, then I can't do it.
But it's not in a Tom Hawking position to get rid of that zone. If the zone always exists, because the Torah puts the zone always.
You're not focusing on the mitzvah of Seba. The mitzvah seva is an expression of chayris. So the fulfillment expression of chayris, how does that shtim? Don't you get stir means it's difficult with the fact that you have to what? Show what? Show hidr to the Rebbe? How can you sludge on the table like this in front of the Rebbe to do a seva? The answer is that Lamaisa, when he says you can do it, that's not an issue of mechila. That's not something you can mochel anyway. He can't be mochel. I have to get up within four amas of him. That's not nitil mechila. What he's doing is not being mochel. Is yitain reshus. He's touching off the switch that feel relaxed, feel comfort in the comfort zone, and now you can express your cheres. Yes, he can.
The comfortness is created by the Torah's mitzvah.
No, that's not. That's the nekuda where you're wrong. That's not true.
Why?
The notion of the relationship between the Rabbi Shemulik and his Talmud creates this notion that you feel what? You feel uncomfortable. So to sludge in front of your Rebbe, Lamaisa, you feel uncomfortable about. So even if you do it, Lamaisa, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be an expression of what? Because you're not feeling comfortable. It's like a fake. It has to be a feeling.
You're saying,
the feeling of Cheres has to, it manifests itself through you what? Through you reclining. But if I don't get the Rishus from the Rebbe, I'm shaking in front of my Rebbe. And I go like this? That's not a Seba.
So
Seba is there a Cheres.
So a Seba has not, being Mesiv in front of your Rebbe has nothing to do with Hiddur, with Hadar.
That's correct, 100%.
So I can always be.
And that's why I'm highlighting it, that the expression is used Yitin Rishus, not a notion of Mechila, because it's a completely different concept. Yitin Rishus is the switch.
There's no mitzvah's essay to not be Mesiv in front of
unless him. Unless you have permission.
Even if I don't have permission. Even if I don't, he says you cannot do it in front of me. I don't. There's no mitzvah. I can disregard his words and still be Mesiv in front of him.
You mean
anytime,
within the Dalai Lama's
permission? Anytime, always, everything.
According to the Shulchan Aruch,
No.
According to the Rama, it's not Nitan L'Mechila.
So then, why is it Nitan L'Mechila in this specific?
What'd you
place?
Say?
Why? So then the question: why can he say, okay, now you can do it?
That's what I'm saying to you, Halacha L'Mais. Because you want to fulfill the mitzvah of a seiba. The fulfillment of the mitzvah of a seiba is by physically doing a seiba, which is
off,
an expression.
He turns off that switch so he makes it comfortable.
Yes.
But the switch is not his to turn off.
No, the switch has nothing to do with Vahadarta.
So I can always be masiv without his permission. And I'm not over a mitzvah of a seiba Vahadarta.
Vahadarta p'nei zokin. Vahadarta p'nei zokin.
I'm never over the mitzvah of Vahadarta p'nei zokin. Outside of Pesach, never by slouching, even in his 4 hours. Even if he says I can't do it, that's logical conclusion.
Okay. Yeah, that's Poshup Shah what comes out from that, Lamais. It's different than standing. You're saying?
No, Seba should be. I can slouch in front everywhere during the year, anywhere. Even if he says
no, but slouching, no, not necessarily.
But that's the
no, thing. Because slouching throughout the year is disrespectful. That's a lack of hidur. But I'm saying Seba has nothing to do with that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Seba is an expression of cheiris. And you have to feel comfortable in order to do it. So he has to make you feel comfortable. That's all. It's a metzias. It has nothing to do with the halacha of what? Of Adar to Pnei Zaken. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with a mitzvah rabbana fulfilling a seba, poshup shot. Since you have a mitzvah rabbana fulfilling a seba, that mitzvah rabbana is a serious mitzvah.
So he could be mochel when there's a serious mitzvah.
Not that there's mochel. If you're doing mitzvahs, that's another thing you're bringing out. It's an excellent nakuda. I said, like I said earlier, just like if your father or your mother tell you not to do a mitzvah, you don't listen to them. Morning, Vomistah, Vav, you do a mitzvah. If your Rebbe tells you not to do a mitzvah, you don't listen to him.
Yeah.
But here it's different. It's impossible to fulfill Seba without that expression of comfort, where you're comfort. You're in that comfort zone. So
but
what
he can't give you that comfort. That,
yes, he can. That's
uncomfortable.
That's what I'm telling you. No, that's what I'm telling you.
Why? Why can't?
Because you, it's an emotional feeling where you express where you feel free.
Okay, then why can he still do a Seba? Because he's over still the mitzvah asay of Hadar to Pnei. It's not respectful in any situation.
It is, because anytime you're full of mitzvah, it's not disrespectful.
Oh, so that's the real reason.
I understand, but he has the key. That's what I'm trying to bring out to him. I'm conveying to you. He has the key to whether you can fulfill that mitzvah or not.
And
that key is that I'll remove that intimidation.
But it has nothing
I'll remove that trepidation.
Fine. That
yes.
But it has nothing to do about Dr. Pnezok.
You're not fulfilling. Will it be disrespectful out there? Yes, it will be. It will be disrespectful.
So you're over that asset. So you're over that asset.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because when you're doing
he's
a mitzvah.
Not,
no, because when you're doing a mitzvah, it's not an, this is a mitzvah. It's not an aveir when you're doing a mitzvah. When they're doing it, but Mark and Express Chayrus, they said it was fine.
Yeah, this is only during Purim, not during
Rishis. No, but that's what I'm saying to you. But the Metzias is, anytime they could say, you could do a little, you're saying you're Okra Bekum Vase?
Yeah.
You're Okra and Issa the Rishis Bekum Vase?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
He's asking, so that's what I'm answering to you. It's not.
But he doesn't have the...
No, because by definition, it's not... It's disrespectful if you're doing a mitzvah.
It's not disrespectful?
Yes, so not disrespectful. During the year, it's disrespectful.
So then why does the Gemara Bechal even say he doesn't need to... he needs... You cannot... If in front of your Rebbe, you can't do... You shouldn't do a seva.
It says, Kemora Rabcha, Kemora Shamayim. Says Kemora, because it's not a fulfillment of a seba. What makes it a mitzvah of a seba is that he turns the switch off.
Oh, so you're saying this is nothing. Doing haseba has nothing to do with the hadar to pnei zaken.
It's not a problem. L'chura would be a stira because you sit there like that in front of your Rebbe. It's not right. But if I'm doing it in mitzvah, then it's fine. It's not a problem.
So the yisoid of the iser, the chalal of aseba, is not under the of the hadar to pnei zaken. That's what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying to you is that in order for it to become haseba, to become a mitzvah,
I understand
he
that.
Has the key to that.
I understand
and when that.
That
key is turned, it transforms itself from being an aveira of a bit of adarta to becoming a mitzvah in the rabbana of a seva.
He has the ability to do it, but he doesn't have the ability.
No, he has the ability to do it not outs mechilas hidur, but outs what? Injecting now that you can fulfill a seva, which there are steers to. If you're doing the mitzvah of a seva, that's not disrespectful. You're saying good, you're bringing it out. I'm glad you're asking me on this. That's divorce.
Did you just say the same?
No, it's no, I'm not. He doesn't. No, he doesn't have bilus on the hidur. He has bilus on whether you can feel comfortable filling the mitzvah. Once you fill the mitzvah, it's not a bit of hadarta. It's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the rabbanon.
You have a deraisa to the hadarta
place. Lo tasser. Lo tasser. They will tell you when, which we'll get to tomorrow probably. Lo tasser gives you the ability. They're abundant to have the ability to give you the directives and the parameters of when you can fill mitzvah deraisa. And there is no problem at all in doing that. And they will define for you in this case what exactly Hidur is. And the bittul of Hidur is not in this case if he turns on that comfort zone. That's what we're saying. It's not that he is bindless on the Hidur. He has the bindless on the comfort zone that makes it a seba, but maybe it's not an aver bittul Hidur. That's what we want to suggest. Now I found another din. Let's get to it. In the notes in the Taisa Rush today, thank you, Pittles, for getting it. Look at this. That's the teretz that we want to give. So it's not an issue. That's why I said the Tilus Yeshus. If you look in your day, Reish Mem Beis, Sif Tet Zayin. You with me? I never saw this till this morning. Reish Mem Beis, Sif Tet Zayin. Listen to this whole Safa. You with me? Yeah? He says, Lo Yeshev, I'm reading in the middle. Lo Yeshev Lefanov, El Yoshev Ki Yoshev L'Zei HaMelech. When you do a seba, don't do a seba in front of him. You should sit in front of your rabbi like you're sitting in front of a melech. Yeah? That's what the Mechaber says. So it comes out, Allah l'maisa. Yeah? He says that, in your day, he says, beferish. That what? And in Sif Lamed, it says, that's only thy things that are dvar rabo muvak. Yes? All these things are only a rabo muvak. Meaning that what? You have to sit in front of a melech. It's like he's Rabbo Muvak. You hear what I'm saying? So that's so to the other Shulchan Aruch. Because what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The other Shulchan Aruch says, Allah l'maisa, it says, that what? It says that, Talmud l'fnei Rabbo, you're not Mesiv, even Rabbo Sheino Muvak, yes? We just learned it. Simin Tuf Ayin Beis, Sif what? Sif Vav. You can't even do a save in front of Rabbo Sheino Muvak. Then you look in your day, Reish Mem Beis, with Sif what? Sif what? Sif Tet Vav and Sif Tet Zayin and Sif Lamed, only you sit in front of a Rabbo Lefnei Melech, only by Rabbo Muvak. So now you get the impression, I never saw this before. Thank you for getting the Taisa Rosh. You get the impression from this Mechaber that it's like the Briskerov. No?
What is it?
It says you have to sit in front of your Rebbe like a Melech. Right? So what is this by? So he says that Sif Lamed, this is going on a Rabbo what? Rabbo Muvak. All these dinim, he says, are talking about a Rabbo Muvak. Kol Eilu Adorim Shamar Shach Chabim is Rabbo, Lo Emelu Rabbo Muvak, Shana Rov Chamos Menem, in Mikra, Mikra, Mishnah, Mishnah, in Gemara, Gemara. Beferish. So it says Beferish in that din, it's talking about Rabbo Muvak, right? Now, Halach Lo Maisa, that means what? What does that mean? That the only person that you got to sit in front of, it's not really like the Briskerov, but it's steering out in the Mechaber, no? Because the Mechaber said in Hilchos Pesach that what? That a Talmud can do a Seba by his Rabbo Sheinu Muvak as long as he gives him Rishus. Even a Rabbo Sheinu Muvak. And what does it say here in your day? It says in your day, the only time you have to sit in front of a Melech is what? Is from your Rabbo Muvak, implying that a Rabbo Sheinu Muvak, get it down, you don't need Rishus. You could at a Seder, always be what? Always do a Seder without asking permission. You understand the Stira?
Yeah.
It's Mamish Stira. I never found this other Mechaber.
Interesting.
So how do you forem for this, Lamaisa? How do you forem for this? So he wants to say here in the notes, listen to this, the notes in the Taisa Rosh, that when it says what, that you have to sit there, Lifnei HaMelech, there's an Isser B'davra, Midin Mora. Yes? That's Dafka by Rabbi Muvak. Allah HaLamaisa. And someone who wants to be knowing these things, Hilchos Mari, even Rabbi Shem Muvak, it's fine, it's a mitzvah. You can do it if you want. You have the ability to do it if you want. Okay? That's what the Gemara says with Abaye. When they leaned each other. Why? They didn't lean on Karim Akistos. They did it in knees. Remember, we didn't make a mention of that. Why did they lean on each other's knees? Why did Abaye need to mention that they leaned on people's knees? What is the big deal? You know what the answer is? Either because it was what? It wasn't so comfortable doing it and they still did it, or because why? They were wondering, Lamaisa, they were wondering whether you're chayav lahatzmon shistapku im chayavim. You got this? Or in mistapik im chayavim lahasiv. Maybe they did it shaloka rogel. So it could very well be that maybe what? Maybe they had no, their derech was not to be massive with flea rav, afa pishena what? Even though it's not a muvuk, halacha lamaisa. So it's interesting. So you could very well say as follows. I want you to get this down. That this is what the Tosa Rosh wants to say in the Shulchan Aruch. Please get it. That Mikra Din, when it comes to a Seba, you only have to ask permission to who? Rabo what? Muvhak. Rabo Shina Muvhak Mikra Din, you don't have to ask permission. But it's a what? It's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah you can. And if you look in Rashi and say for Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph Perichof, listen to this. It says, "Ain derech haben lios meisav etzel aviv shedarchan alecho mesubin alamitos." It's not the derech of the ben to be meisav etzel his father, even though he's very close with his father, right? So it could very well be it wasn't the derech. That's why it says zagig and abirka da'adadi. Why did they lean on people's shoes? Why did they lean on people's knees? Because alecho lemaisa, he wanted to be masbir that you don't have to do it. More rav kik, more shemayim. You don't have to push yourselves to do a seba. He pottered them from doing it. Midin mitzvahs kiyumis. And therefore, if you want to do it, lamaisa, you can do it. That's the din halach lamaisa. That's the din halach lamaisa. You really shouldn't. You should ask permission. But mikra din, the maral and the box say you should be makbar to ask permission from a rabbish and a muvak to do a seba. So that's how we want to answer the stira. How do you answer the stira? The mikra din, rabba muvak, you need permission. Rabbish and a muvak, you really don't need permission, but there is a chumrah. There is a chumrah to ask halach lamaisa, and there is it's a chumrah. There is a chumrah to ask. But Mikra Din, maybe you don't have to do it at all. Mikra Din, you don't even have to do it at all. Halacha l'maisa. You follow what I'm saying? So it comes out, that's an added addition that we're saying to answer the stira in the Mechaber. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? It's a big chiddush to say the Rishus B'yadoi is considered to be what is considered to be a chumrah, halacha l'maisa, by a rabo shenamuvak. But really, you don't have to ask him. You don't have to ask him at all, P'din. Because that din, l'maisa, at least in the Shulchan Aruch, this shtickle Torah we said was in the Rambam. But in the Mechaber L'chura, that's why it said Zagigin Abirka Da'adodi. They were by Rabo Shena Muvak. So what they did it, they were Deichit. They were Deichit themselves to do it. But Mikra Adin, Halacha L'maisa, Mikra Adin L'maisa, they wanted to make it a little bit different. Okay? They wanted to make it a little bit different, Al Pidin. And the Emes Lohaya Darkim Lehesav Lifrat. That wasn't their Derech. They felt uncomfortable. They didn't ask permission, L'maisa. Right? They just did it. So you understand what I'm saying? So we have a new chiddush in the Gemara. What's the new chiddush in the Gemara? That they did it on their knees is that by a rabbi shenamuvik, they did it on their own without asking. Halacha l'maisa. They did it on their own without asking. Mikra din l'maisa, they don't have to ask. But they felt a little bit uncomfortable about it, so they did it on their knees. They didn't do extravagance with a lot of pillows. Okay, let's stop here. Tomorrow, let's have shir regular time, Thursday. So everyone's here, l'maisa, hopefully. Let's do regular shir. Okay, let's stop mincha.
Don't want to people at the door. Want to tell them we're done with the mincha?